This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Within a 24-hour period, at least 4,000 people died globally from the COVID-19 virus, about 1,000 of those occurring in the United States. The number of infections globally is now approximately 11.6 million. That's more than 2.9 million in the U.S. The top U.S. infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said during a conversation with National Institutes of Health Director Francis Collins that the United States is still knee-deep in the first wave of the coronavirus pandemic. New York State officials say that hospitals there released more than 6,300 recovering coronavirus patients into nursing homes during the height of the pandemic under a controversial, now scrapped policy. But he argued it was not to blame for one of the nation's highest nursing home death tolls. The governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo's administration, which has taken intense criticism over the policy instead, contended the virus rampant spread through the state's nursing homes were propelled by more than 20,000 infected home staffers, many of whom kept going to work unaware they had the virus in March and April. Another 17,500 workers were infected through early June. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau turned down an invitation to visit the White House this week because of the coronavirus. The event was supposed to have been a celebration of the new free trade agreement among the United States, Canada, and Mexico. And again, just recapping our top story, just within a 24-hour period, at least 4,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, about 1,000 in the United States. This is VOA News. Federal prosecutors say that the state of West Virginia, a woman there who had served in the U.S. Air Force, planned to offer classified information to the Russian government. Prosecutors announced Elizabeth Jo Shirley of Hedgeville pleaded guilty as part of a plea agreement to one count each of willful retention of national defense information and international parental kidnapping. Prosecutors say she took her daughter to Mexico in July of 2019 with the intent of contacting Russian government representatives. They say she planned to request resettlement in a country that would not extradite her back to the United States. She was arrested last August in Mexico City. A senior diplomat said Tuesday that North Korea has no intention to sit down with the United States and also urged South Korea to stop meddling. It comes just as the U.S. envoy was due to visit Seoul in an effort to renew stalled nuclear talks with Pyongyang. Kwon Jo-gun, director general for the U.S. affairs at Pyongyang's foreign ministry, accused South Korea of misinterpreting Foreign Minister Cho Sun-hui's earlier statement dismissing an untimely rumor about another summit between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and U.S. President Donald Trump. Cho said on Saturday that North Korea does not feel the need for a new summit days after South Korean President Moon Jae-in, who had offered to mediate between Kim and Trump, suggested the two leaders meet again before the U.S. elections in November. Ghislaine Maxwell, the alleged accomplice of the late financier Jeffrey Epstein, has now been moved to a jail in the state of New York, according to the Federal Bureau of Prisons, where she faces charges of facilitating sex trafficking. 58-year-old Maxwell was arrested Thursday in New Hampshire and had been held there over the weekend at a medium security facility. It's about 20 miles from the luxurious home where investigators said she had been lying low. The defendant is being held at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn, New York. Prosecutors have accused Maxwell, the daughter of the late British media magnate Robert Maxwell, of luring and grooming underage girls so that Epstein could sexually abuse them. In some cases, it's said that Maxwell herself participated in the abuse. That's according to an indictment unsealed last week. She is expected to make her first appearance in federal court in Manhattan.